Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Sherry Quinn. California, the nation's largest cannabis market, is struggling to transition from a prohibition era to a legal system. The pace is slower than expected and frustratingly difficult. Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood hosted a Senate hearing in Ukiah on March 1 to discuss solutions. Reporter Hope McKinney talked to several of the presenters after the long hearing.
My name is Michael Steinmetz, CEO of Flokana.
Okay, and I was wondering if you believe that if we eliminate the cultivation tax, if that more growers will come forward to do the permitting process.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it'll definitely be a step in the right direction, for sure, right? Like, you're asking the farmers to get all these fees, all these permits, all these licenses, and then on top of that to pay a cultivation tax they've never historically done on a price of cannabis that's going down. So I think what we have to do is welcome people to come into the regulated industry, create all the incentives possible, and I think reducing the cultivation tax is definitely the best thing that we can do for the cultivator's sake.
All right, well, thank you.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For being here.
Lori Ajax, Chief of the Bureau of Cannabis Control.
I'm wondering if you have any updates on the one-stop shop for cultivators where they can pay taxes, et cetera.
Yeah, so the Bureau, along with the California Department of Tax and Fee and Department of Food and Agriculture and Public Health, will be looking at opening an office up north in Humboldt County on July 1st. And so it'll be a one-stop shop for people to pay their licensing fees, their taxes, and we're hoping to expand those offices to also have people on staff to answer questions, to let people submit applications, and to really help out the public.
Also, what are some of the main issues you've run into with the implementation of Prop 64?
Well, obviously the tight time frame was a challenge, but also, you know, so many different license types and trying to put that whole regulatory system together and making sure it works for California, and then listening to people as seeing how those regulations, now that they're implemented, how that's affecting them. So I think learned a lot today, and stuff that we're going to take into consideration as we move forward with our regular rulemaking and our permanent rules that are going to be released in the next couple months.
I was just wondering if you know what California's plans are with regards to potential federal intervention.
Well, I think the Attorney General of California has been very clear on how he feels about federal intervention. So I know that all of us here in California, that we are committed to, you know, protecting those that we are licensing in the cannabis world. And we're going to continue what we're focused on doing, which is getting people licensed and making sure we look at the black market and look at trying to minimize that. And hopefully minimize any federal intervention coming into California, because we are, I think, the biggest cannabis market probably anywhere. So we want to make sure we're protecting the California cannabis industry.
All right, well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's Mike McGuire, State Senator.
How are you and Wood helping to protect the small farmer? What Prop 64 campaign promises will ensure the protection of their livelihoods?
I think that Assemblymember Wood and I are deeply concerned about the livelihoods of small farmers and making sure that they have the tools they need to thrive into the future. So we've advanced legislation that have helped Mendocino, Humboldt, Del Norte, Trinity farmers. So a couple of items. Number one, we brought forward the legislation that created appellations for cannabis, very similar to wine. Number two, we have label controls now, so that what we are seeing, particularly with the term and the word of Humboldt, we saw a Canadian firm launch a whole strain called Humbuilt, and they were not sourcing any of their product out of Humboldt County. So now there is a law in the state where you have to have the county of origin sourced with your product, very similar to what we have with wine. In addition, we advanced legislation that created the ability for co-ops to exist so that small family cannabis farmers can band together to be able to negotiate price and other items related to the market. But what we know is one of the biggest ways we can help small family farmers is making sure that this cockamamie idea that the California Department of Food and Ag has, lifting the one-acre cap, is reversed. And that's going to be a major focus of ours here in the months to come.
My name is Tony Linegar. I'm the Agricultural Commissioner for Sonoma County.
All right. I was wondering if you can comment on how you propose the state should move forward with the regulation of cannabis.
Well, I think something needs to be done about the requirement that counties comply with CEQA, because that requirement is making the county's environmental regulations be way over the top. No other agriculture is required to comply with CEQA in this way, and it's really created a major barrier and caused a really complex and expensive process for small farmers that's almost impossible to comply with. So I think that needs to be addressed first. I also think ministerial permitting and not conditional use permitting is a better way to go, because it's a simpler, quicker, less expensive process. So I think the state level, we have to address somehow the CEQA component. And then at the local level, I'm a proponent for more ministerial permitting and creating a set of standards that the community can live with and then that all farms have to abide by, rather than having each farm go through the gauntlet of public hearings and so forth.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I'm committed to making to see this work. You know, I worked in Mendocino County and lived there. I still have a home here. It means a lot to me. I love Mendocino County, but I think we have a lot of work to do. I think the whole program is sort of at this tipping point right now, and it's great to have the legislators hearing what the problems are, because I think something really needs to be done to sort of get this thing on track and keep in mind that we're trying to bring small farmers into the regulated market and not cater to big corporate interests.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was Hope McKinney reporting from the Prop 64 Senate hearing in Ukiah.